is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. As we launch in hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, George, TSA George in D.C. on the amp line. Hello there.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah, it's been too long since I called right there about the trip. I wanted to tell you what happened the next day when I got into work after we hung out that time at the hotel room.
Yeah, we were in D.C. for a talk radio convention, met up with George, and you had to be at work at like 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah, I had to be there at 4 and leave at 3. I only got 2 hours of sleep. It was not fun.
What was the story, man? What went on?
Well, basically, while I was on break, some dumbass went into the exit door, like a breach happened, where some guy went into the exit door and the people at the exit didn't notice. Thankfully, it was one of the outsourced air serve guys, not us, but still. He called back from a lunch break early, got cut in half. The airport closed for about an hour, and I got to go search the whole sterile area with dogs and cops and stuff.
Wow. So because one person walked in the exit, they shut down the entire airport even though they knew who it was?
They saw it, and it turned out the guy walked back out about a minute later or something like that. And then on top of that, this is where it gets kind of funny. It's like when we finally opened it back up, the key to get into the security is literally Disneyland long here. Right there, all the passengers are all pissed off. One guy goes, "This is madness," and guess what I said to that?
I don't know. What'd you say?
"This is Sparta!"
I haven't seen the movie, so I don't get the reference.
Oh, man, you never saw that?
No. Mark, you saw that one, though, right?
Which one was this? I didn't understand what he said.
"This is Sparta?"
Oh,
the guy was like, "This is madness." I'm like, "This is Sparta."
That is kind of funny.
Oh, man. Anyway, but, yeah, like, it was... It was cool. You guys didn't be mean at all. I was going to leave anyway, Ian.
Oh, okay. Well, now, George is now referencing something personal. I should explain. Yeah. So we hung out with George, and he was in the hotel room with us. And it was like an hour, probably about an hour had gone by. We're hanging out, and I said to him, I said, because it was getting kind of late, I wanted to spend the rest of the night with Julia, and I suggested, because I knew George had to leave at, you know, pretty early, considering he had to be at work at 3 in the morning. And so I just sort of, as a reminder of what time it was, suggested to George, I think what I said was something like, what time do you have to be at work in the morning? Oh, 3 o'clock? Well, it's been so long, I don't even remember exactly what I said. But basically, I sort of suggested that he might want to take off. And, shook his hand and said it was great meeting you, kind of suggesting that he leave. I didn't say he had to leave or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You got the, you took the hint. You realized it was late. You got up.
I was almost kind of waiting for it, but at the same time, I didn't want
to. You said a few more things, and I said, well, again, good meeting you, and have a good night, be safe, and all that, and you left. And then after that, Julia raked me over the coals because she said I was so rude and I was so mean. And I didn't think I was being mean at all. And so I emailed you about it, and you said, no, not at all. It was totally cool. But the problem was, like, afterwards, she was ostracizing me for like an hour. So I'd want to
use that word too much, even in personal relationships.
That's the best word I can come up with, man.
More like she was just berating you.
She was just being very standoffish and quiet as a result. She thought I'd really hurt your feelings. And, of course, if I'd actually hurt your feelings, I'd have been very upset with myself. And I'd be more tactful next time. But I didn't think I was in any way untactful. And so that's what you were referring to. And so I'm glad I was vindicated and I wasn't rude or mean as she was suggesting I was. George, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231. Because it'd be kind of awkward, right, Mark? I mean, you've got somebody in your hotel room. They're your guest. And asking them to leave could be considered rude, right? I mean, you've invited them there. Julia suggested I should just, you know, wait until the guest wants to leave. And I said, well, I understand that, but I wanted to spend the rest of my night with you.
Well, yes, I understand. And, you know, this is something that lots of people struggle with. You know, sometimes they do the yawning thing, or they'll check their watch. These are some of the very subtle hints that people do to get guests, you know, hey, time to go. I have found that, you know, what I usually say is, hey, man, I'm getting tired. You know, I've got to get up early in the morning. I'll talk to you later, okay? And people take it just fine. You know, they understand. They, you know, a lot of them are looking for an excuse to leave and don't know how to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt, you know, I felt the same way. And she did make a suggestion that I agreed completely with, and that was that if you wanted to keep something particularly short, you should let it be known in advance.
Well, yeah.
So to where, okay, we can come. You can come up to the hotel room. We can only stay for a half an hour or whatever, and then oh, half an hour's up. Okay, see you later.
Creating expectations is, you know, it's a great way to, you know, have people be happy inside of, you know, interactions.
So I agreed with her on that one, but I didn't think I was in any way mean, and I certainly didn't intend to be that way, and I'm glad to know that I wasn't. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk about, oh, cops. One cop in particular, in fact, in St. Louis. This according to Fox. St. Louis County police officer is under investigation for pointing a gun at someone during an argument over a parking spot.
Sounds like a reasonable fella.
St. Louis City.
I mean, if this is what he does in order to disagree over a parking space, I wonder if he's been unreasonable with any of his customers, the citizens that he deals with.
Yeah, in this case, he was off duty, and the alleged victim told Fox 2 he was the property manager of the St. Louis Marketplace. So basically, he's like a strip mall, essentially. Mm-hmm. St. Louis City Police released the account of what happened when the manager told the off-duty officer he couldn't park in a restricted area on the Marketplace lot. We've never seen cops parking in restricted places before, have we?
Like, well, a lot of times
fire lanes and stuff.
They get special, if they have their cop car, they get special parking spaces that reserved for them.
After the victim informed the suspect he could not park his vehicle at the indicated address, the suspect identified himself as a law enforcement officer.
Who flippin' cares?
Proceeded to point a small silver handgun at the victim. Now, I actually read a different version of the story, which wasn't on a news site. It was on the Lou Rockwell blog that suggested that he jabbed the gun in the man's chest. As it wasn't just pointing it at him, it was jabbing him with it. Not that one's necessarily that much worse than
right. It's not much different. He pulled and leveled a gun at a man.
Over a parking space.
You know, I was taught, you don't pull a gun unless you intend to shoot someone with it.
The good news was he did actually tow the cop's vehicle, so that's not what he wanted to happen, obviously, is why he pulled the gun, but he got his vehicle towed anyway. As of Tuesday night,
he didn't need to get his vehicle towed. He could have just moved it, right?
He could have, yeah. But
no,
so he got towed.
He wanted to be a jerk, and he wanted to flash his power around. Hey, I'm a cop.
Well, guess what, Mark? Guess what the punishment was for this particular law enforcement officer?
Let's see.
Pointing a gun at someone, that's like
aggravated battery. Aggravated assault, excuse me.
Okay. What's the difference between battery and assault?
Depending on the state and, you know, what's going on. But basically, assault is threatening behavior, and battery is, you know, beating someone, you know, somehow physically harming them.
Aggravated assault with a weapon,
right? That's
a felony, isn't it?
Aggravated. That's what aggravated means. Is with a weapon.
Is that not a felony?
Yeah, I'd say probably. You know, it's 1 to 5 years.
That's pretty serious, mm-hmm. right? All right. As of Tuesday night, the off-duty county officer, a patrolman with more than something years, they actually didn't include the number of years, with the department, was still on the force, and the St. Louis City Circuit Attorney declined to file charges.
No charges filed, huh?
Well, she did take the case under advisement, meaning she has up to a year to charge the suspect.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think? She's just going to let that one
drop? I think
if
it was you or I, it would be darn quick.
We'd be in the clink if it was you or I.
Yeah.
So just to
get
another example.
Since your car got towed and you were in the clink and you couldn't get it out, then your car is gone, too.
Just another example of how it is the us versus them mentality. Clearly, the police, they are our betters. They are treated differently from the rest of us. They occupy a completely different echelon, apparently, the way they're treated. They can literally get away with murder, these cops. You think I'm joking about that? We've read stories where they've gotten away with murder, too. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. Or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Just go and edit whatever you want at the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Last hour, Kurt called in and mentioned he was booked up for Pork Fest, going to be attending the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest. It's June 9th through the 15th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. It is a hell of a fun time. We are going to be there broadcasting live for 3 nights. Last year, we did 1 night, so tripling our coverage this year. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We go to your phone calls. Gene in Tennessee on the amp line. Hey, Gene.
Hey, I got a cop story in Memphis here that'll tie right into your last one, only our Memphis cops do everything better.
Okay.
We got a Memphis cop here that's in jail for manslaughter because he got into an argument with a patron at a bar. Over a parking spot, just this guy.
Well, yeah, they put him in jail this time? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of hard to, you know, when there's a dead body laying there and you're off duty and you get into a fist fight with somebody and then you pull out your gun and you shoot two people, you kill one of them, and, you know, that's what happened here. These guys got into a fight. I guess they got into a fight in the parking lot, or they got into an argument in the parking lot, and then they took it inside, into the bar. And that's where the fight started, and the cop pulled out his gun and killed both. He shot two guys, killed one of them. So he did get arrested for manslaughter, and he might have bailed out by now, I don't know. But if you do a Google search on it or a news search on it, it only happened about a week or two ago. So yeah,
I wonder if this is getting way into the world of what if, but I kind of think that being a cop imbues some people with this sort of attitude, this big chip on their shoulder. And I wonder if he would have even gotten into the situation, if he would have shot people, if he wasn't saying to himself, well, they can't do this to me. I'm a cop. I can get away with it. I've seen cops get away with all kinds of things. You know, just this kind of big attitude about him.
Well, I have no doubt that's exactly what it is. But when I was younger, they weren't as bad because they weren't law enforcement officials.
No, Gene, I'm sorry. We got a bad line. I've got to let you go, unfortunately. Sorry about that. 800-259-9231. I tried to track down the problem with that noise on that line, and I haven't been able to do it. So I don't want to call the phone company. It's just not worth it. Maybe I'll just take that amp line down and leave it to one line. We had two amp lines going for a little while, but that one's being problematic, so. Just forget about it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So bad cops everywhere. Chip on the shoulder, Mark. I think a lot of them get into it because they've got a chip on their shoulder.
I think some do. I really do believe that I really, really, really do believe that many cops get into the business because they, you know, they see a good career. You know, it pays good. The benefits are good. They see an opportunity to, you know, get the bad guys. Who doesn't want to get bad guys? Who doesn't want the bad guys eliminated? You know, I think it's just very unfortunate that many of them get in because they want to, you know, have the opportunity to push people around. Some of them get into it because they think, huh, this would be a great way to be one of the bad guys and never get caught.
Yep, exactly.
And then what do you do with them? I mean, then they're part of your team. They're part of the Blue Brotherhood or whatever, and you can't turn in one of your brothers. That just doesn't happen.
We continue with your calls. Angel in San Bernardino, listening on KCAA. Hello, Angel.
Hello.
Hey,
you're calling me that bad guy? What's that make you? Good?
Well, you're a cop?
No, man. Hey, how's it going, Mark Ian?
Yeah.
You know, I know we all like to, we talk about a lot of bad cops out there and stuff like that, and I see a lot, and I was raised in a hate-the-cop family, actually. I told my dad one time, I was thinking about being a highway patrol officer. He didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. So we didn't grow up to like police, and especially in the area we grew up in.
Why?
Because my parents were on the other side of the law for many years. So
really,
and my stepdad has, you know, 25 plus years in and out of prisons, not just the jails, you know. And I've seen them all get busted. One of my teachers in fourth grade, she brought a cop in one time to talk to us. She ended up marrying him. He ended up pulling over my dad in front of our house and arresting him, and I had to go in and see my teacher the next day. So I have some bad feelings towards police officers, but...
Hold on. Before you go on, I spent 9 years in prison for murder, and I've got to say I walked out of
murder.
That. Murder, yes, that's correct. And I've got to say, I walked out of there thinking that law enforcement was just fine. We're a lot better off with them than we are without, simply because I, you know, met all those awful people in prison, and I certainly don't want them running amok. It's just that now that I see the stories in the news, I'm wondering, you know, is there a better way to do this law enforcement thing?
Well, how are you out on murder?
Well, you know, they're not all first degree, right?
No, I guess not. Okay. My other point was...
Well, you didn't kill the guy either.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, it was okay. Essentially, attempted murder, maybe.
No, it was, you know, they charged me with a principal originally, and then, you know, things got all muddled and messed up. It was my co-defendant, myself, you know, vying for who got the top position.
I see. I always kind of wondered what the whole deal with you and the jail prison time was about. But thanks for filling me in.
Sure. You can buy my book, and I'll explain it in detail.
Hey, are you doing some voiceover work, too?
You know, when people ask me.
I hear a commercial on NBC, that after NBC News, it sounds just like you, man.
It's probably
really? definitely not Mark, unless he's doing it at another studio that I don't know about.
Oh, well, okay, we won't talk about it right now, Mark, but give me a call later. But the thing I wanted to say was there's this extreme type of show where they show police chases and stuff like that, but
yeah.
There was this one I was watching the other day, this two black gentlemen, one officer, the other guy, he had standing right there. The one guy took off running, and the officer chased this guy for a little while. He could have pulled out his gun and shot him, anything like that, but he didn't. He just went and grabbed the guy, stopped him again, and told him, you know, grabbed him by the shirt, and was like, you know, if you run again, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he didn't pull out the billy clubs. He didn't do any of that, man, and I thought that was very commendable.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the reason why he didn't do any of that is because the dude was in shape. He knew he could take this guy down at any time. He knew, you know, he could have shot him, whatever, but he knew he was going to catch him, and he knew if any problems went down, he was going to be able to beat him up. And so many of our cops are fat and lazy now. They can't do that. So they pull out the club first. They pull out the gun. They pull out the tasers and everything else. So I think they need to stay away from the donut shops.
Thanks for the call, Angel. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Usually, the reason why cops seem to get fatter and fatter, as I understand it, and I'm sure a law enforcement officer could call in on this, but they have pretty stringent restrictions to qualify to become a cop.
Yeah.
You really have to jump through some hoops and actually prove yourself to become the cop. But once you get the gig, it's like being a teacher with tenure, essentially. You know, once you get past the entry point, they have like a year-long, or I think it's usually about a year-long period of time where they're kind of on a trial basis. And then after that, they're good to go for the rest of their lives. So once you pass the trial period, start putting on the weight. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much weight you put on.
Right, they're qualified. They got the job.
Right. What usually you'll see happen is the sheriff will give his troops a stern talking to about their weight, but nothing's ever done. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, so enjoy them on us. Those features, by the way, include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there from the front page of the website. Free. Back for an entire year, as a matter of fact, all on the house. FreeTalkLive.com. Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world's becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or potentially alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. As we go to your phone calls, talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to point out that Pork Fest happens to be timed conveniently to coincide with the filing period for public office. So if you're taking a spin up through Concord to get to Pork Fest, you may want to stop in at Concord and file for, like, if you're already a resident of New Hampshire, that is, you can file for U.S. Representative or United States Senator or a state senator or what have you. I believe some of the state representative positions, you file for those at the town hall where you live.
And I think we are going to see a lot more Free State Project members getting involved in that this year here in New Hampshire and running for office. Yeah. So
isn't U.S. House, isn't that kind of biting off a little more than you can chew for most people? You know, just registering for that. Shouldn't they start smaller? Like,
I would think they should start smaller, but it's not my life. They can do whatever they want.
Anyway, the other thing is, if a U.S. House, you can run in either district if you live anywhere in New Hampshire. You don't have to run in the district where you live. And the other thing I wanted to point out, though, is that what people need to do, here is my firm position. It's kind of being assertive about something else, okay? And that is, you call a place of business, And you get, please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. Babble, babble, babble.
Mm-hmm.
And a robot is inviting you to babble back to the robot.
Yes.
Or play musical menus. And if it says, I'm sorry, we did not hear your response, goodbye, that means they don't want your business. If it says, I'm sorry, we did not hear your response, please hold on the line and a human being will answer you. Then at least they're worth your business.
Yeah.
Okay, but if all you get is babble, 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 I don't understand, I can't hear you babble back at me, then I got a bill, a doctor bill, and because they put it on the old insurance instead of the new insurance, and it says, you know, to straighten this out, call this number, and all I get is babble, 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 sorry, I can't understand you, goodbye. So that means they don't want the money.
That's a great point.
You know, that
you weren't important enough to actually put a human being on the line.
And if the bank across the street actually answers the phone, then guess what? I can take my business to the bank across the street.
Thank goodness for competition. Tom, thanks for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. I have to say, though, Mark, I really like the little voice recognition things that they're doing.
When it works well, I like it. When it doesn't work well, I don't like it. And one of the things that it bothers me is that it'll ramble on for 30 seconds trying to explain to you how to say one. Yeah, you know, wait for the, and so you answer, and it cuts off, I would assume, the little computer's ear. It continues to talk just a microsecond into when you begin to speak. Obviously, mm-hmm. can't, unless you wait for it to come to the very end, which I just don't have the patience for, then it doesn't understand you. So to you, to the computer, it sounded like un, instead of one, or something like that. And so
I haven't had much trouble with them.
I've had plenty.
Maybe you just spend more time on.
Maybe
the phone
I'm an articulate jackass. Is that what it is? Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's it. 800-259-9231.
You just don't like dealing with human beings.
No, I'm fine dealing with human beings. I was just commenting on the fact that the automated systems are getting much better than they used to be. You know what my favorite one is Goog 411. It's Google. And they've got, I think it's 800-GOOG-411, I believe is what it is. It's a phone number you can call anytime you want. And you can ask, it's free. It's an information line. And you can literally find any business that you want to. And it's all voice recognition. So you call up and they say, what city and what state? You say the city and state, and it says it back to you after you've said it. Not in your mm-hmm. voice, in their voice. So they identify of all the different cities and states out there.
Are they correct?
Yeah, they get it right. And then what category or business name? And you can say some of the most obscure business names, and it comes up, and it identifies it. I've had it mess up a couple of times, but it's just shockingly good, well, and it will only get better.
I had a frustrating time trying to find a restaurant. That can't be too darn difficult with Goog 411
Did
myself.
You really?
Now, it's free. There's nothing to complain about here.
Uh-huh.
But, I couldn't understand restaurant. Then again, the town that I was asking it for doesn't seem to have anything more than a gas station in it anyway, so I think that it might have been confused under that, too. Here in New Hampshire, many of the gas stations are rather optimistic, and they call themselves towns.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue. Talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy, Montana.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Good, sir.
Oh, I was just thinking about, you know, if, like, people are in my hotel room, and, yeah, it's all fun and games for a while, but eventually I say, man, it's time for you to go. I'm saying, and if you don't leave, you know, and about the guy in Memphis, Tennessee, picture yourself a rookie officer, maybe fresh out of Iraq, and two big aggressive-looking guys come out of nowhere and start giving you a hard time. I might shoot their ass, too.
I would never want to be a police officer, Jeremy, because there's just too many incidents where you have to make these life or death decisions for people, and you just can't be right so many times.
Yeah, but picture yourself in that situation with mm-hmm. two big aggressive looking thugs come out of nowhere.
It's absolutely tough.
You're just
But if you and I have to make that decision, and remember, this guy was off duty at the time, and if you and so therefore he's just a civilian like you and I, and if you and I make those decisions, and we do, we make those same decisions every day. You decide every day whether or not to kill somebody. We wouldn't get the same sort of benefits that many of the police officers enjoy.
That's true. I mean, in other words, we got at least they did lock him up pending investigation. You know, so I gotta give the sheriff's department maybe in that county there, you know, a hand too for at least locking the guy up.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised that they that normally they just put him on paid suspension as opposed to locking him up. Jeremy, what other thoughts do you have for us? Anything else?
Well, yeah, I went down yesterday because I was telling y'all about when that cop illegally entered my trailer and stuff. I went down to the sheriff yesterday, and it sounds like it might work out okay. So
good. Meaning they're going to drop the charges on you, or?
We'll see about that, but I at least did make a report to the sheriff, and I didn't write. I just wrote everything true and honest, the best of my ability on the report, and everybody down there was real helpful.
Did you let them know you didn't appreciate the cop just coming in your trailer like that?
Oh, yeah. I let them know that, but I did it in a respectful manner. And
that's the best way to do it, Jeremy.
Can they climb through a window if the window's open, too? I mean, that's what we were talking about before. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeremy. Appreciate it. I mean, Jeremy was saying he had his door open on his trailer. He was just enjoying the spring breeze, and this cop just comes into his trailer. So if it's an open window, can they just start crawling in?
Well, the idea is that they can just go into any open door. If the door is open, they're allowed to go in.
Yeah,
is what they told him, and it sounds likely very true. But can they go in a window? It's open.
I don't know. 800.
If it doesn't have a screen.
Yeah, I would like for a law enforcement officer to answer that one. 800-259-9231 is SACL CAI toll free line. Gun rights. Now, when you talk about gun rights, and you talk to gun owners and gun rights advocates, you get the feeling, because they talk about the Constitution a lot, Second Amendment specifically, you get the feeling that these guys, they know a thing or two about freedom. It's just a feeling, I think, right? You would think that if they knew something about the Constitution, they'd know something else about it, but apparently all they do is pay attention. And I'm being very general. I'm sure some of them are very well-versed. But there's a pretty outrageous story about what's going on with gun owners in Florida. We'll share it with you in moments.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, and more. We give it all away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com and buy all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We got good quality stuff. We did not chintz out on the product quality, so enjoy all that. store.freetalklive.com. Continuing here with your phone calls, and then we'll talk about the gun owners in the state of Florida, or at least some of them, and what exactly they're trying to do, which is very anti-freedom. First, we go to Dave in California, listening on KCAA. Hello, Dave.
First of all, let me congratulate you guys that you don't sit and babble all day for hours and hours. You let the people get in, so I want to salute you for that.
That's the point of the show. You call about anything. Well, what's up, Dave?
One of the things that you... Let me tell you who I am first. My name is Dave Aaron, and I'm director of the UFO Audio Video Clearinghouse. I own the world's largest UFO library of actual UFO footage. You're in New Hampshire. You're in New Hampshire, correct?
That's correct. That's right.
One of the biggest cover-ups, biggest lies ever put on the American public was the Barney and Betty Hill case. Are you familiar with that?
No, we're not natives, unfortunately.
Well, Barney and Betty Hill were coming back from Canada on a vacation. They were detoured off the road by an unidentified flying object. They made a movie out of it called The UFO Incident, starring Estelle Parson and a very new actor called James Earl Jones. A classic. They went to Pease Air Force Base and begged them for the radar tapes for over 40 years. And they said, oh, nothing, nothing. There was nothing in that area in the White Mountains at that time. Barney died of a stroke about 3 years later, and Betty Hill just died about a year ago. Now it comes out that Pease Air Force Base did have a huge unknown object in the exact area of where they were abducted. I'm very surprised that you gentlemen, maybe you're not in your 60s like I am, are not aware of this, because this is like one of the greatest UFO cases of all time.
Well, wouldn't one have to be, wouldn't one basically have, Dave, wouldn't,
all over the world,
Dave, wouldn't one have to basically be, hello, Dave, wouldn't one basically have to be a UFO enthusiast in order to be aware of these things? I mean, normally UFO stuff doesn't get covered in the news.
Exactly. Good point. Why? Because the CIA covers the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Christian Science Monitor, the Miami Herald. Are you familiar with the National Security Act of 1947?
Nope. No, but you're saying the CIA...
Wait a minute. Let me finish here. The National Security Act of 1947 was passed 3 days after the Roswell crash, and it states that at any time the president may suspend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution due to a national emergency. Isn't it strange that this bill was passed 3 days after the Roswell crash?
Well, what's the Constitution have to do with UFOs?
Gentlemen, you're not listening to me at all. The Roswell UFO crash that was covered up since 1947, whatever happened there that day was so terrifying to the American government that they went to President Truman and said, look, here's what we have. We've got to pass some type of act that this never gets out. And what was passed was the National Security Act. Look it up.
The Constitution doesn't say anything about you being able to get information like that from the government. It does, give them the option of doing opening the CIA or anything like that. So I would say the agencies themselves are unconstitutional. But why is this act that you're talking about related to the Roswell incident? Because the Constitution doesn't even talk about a CIA. As far as the Constitution is concerned, all this information should be available to the public anyway.
Nah, that's the problem, is that you've got to dig. Look at the Bonnie and Betty Hill case that we just talked about. You two are experts. You live in New Hampshire, and you didn't even know about the damn case.
Wait a minute, who told you we were experts?
About Roswell when I spent 50 years in the subject?
Dave, who told you we were experts on anything? We're talking
your voice, hosts. Your ability, you're the show. So when you're in New Hampshire, we have to say, hey, these guys are from New Hampshire, let's share.
Dave, you're talking to a couple guys with microphones. That's all any talk show host is. Talk show hosts are usually uneducated boobs who couldn't get a real job in the real world. Okay?
That's not true. You are the last free bastion of free speech. Do you think I could go on NBC or CBS right now and say, hey, tell us about the National Security Act that President Truman passed so that if whatever happened at Roswell comes out, how it suspends our Constitution and our Bill of Rights immediately? NBC would say, you're nuts. There's no such thing. Dave, why don't you do some research on the National Security Act?
Dave, we got some questions for you.
Since you are an expert,
the National Security Act is very important. I would agree with you on that. What confuses me is this sort of alien visitor thing. I'm pretty skeptical. My dad was a big believer. I've got to say, he claimed to have seen some light in the sky, and he told a compelling story late night over a campfire, and I loved it. But I gotta wonder about interstellar travel, and I also what really bothers me is the reports of what aliens look like. In the early 1900s, people saw bugs and robots. That's what the aliens looked like back in the early 1900s. Then Hollywood got a hold of it, and the movies start coming out, and then they start showing the little green men with the big eyes. Those showed up in the 70s, about the time shortly before the Close Encounters of the Third Kind, there was another movie that had the same little guys in there. And I'm just wondering why it is the aliens that people see correspond with the aliens that Hollywood shows.
Because, gentlemen, again, you don't know what you're talking about. Let me have a few more minutes here. Read the book Hollywood versus the Alien by Rud Rux. All those great movies, Teenagers from Outer Space, what was the other one? X the Unknown. All those movies were produced by the CIA under American International Pictures.
Why would they do that?
Wait a minute. You don't know that, but I do, and so do thousands of others.
We don't have minutes to wait, Dave.
UFOs.
If you keep saying it, we're going to have to let you go. We've got questions
UFOs,
for you. Put them down, please. Look, Dave. All right. We asked a question. You didn't answer the question. And we're just curious. We want to ask you a few questions here. You've already called and talked about what you wanted to. Now we're going to have a conversation, okay? So if you don't want to have a conversation, you can move along. But I have questions, and Mark has a couple questions here about this whole alien thing. The question is, why would the CIA make movies about aliens? Was that your question?
Yeah, Mark? Why the cover-up?
Dave?
Why the cover-up? One, you say we're dealing with aliens. Nobody knows what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever we are dealing with, one, every time an advanced civilization on Earth, let's take the American Indian as an example, or maybe the Aborigines of New Zealand, any time an advanced civilization came, the current civilization was always moved to either grassland or grazing land, became a subculture. Let's say tomorrow that the internal combustion engine is no longer used and you can, use anti-gravity.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to kill the second biggest industry in the world, which is cars, the internal combustion engine.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, religion. Religion would collapse because almost every religion says that man was made in God's image. Number three, science. Science would totally collapse because scientists think one way. What if they're 100 million miles off and these visitors are not aliens, but it's our own future? Let me tell you what happened.
I don't think that answered the question, Dave. What? That didn't explain why the CIA... You alleged the CIA was making movies about aliens, and that didn't...
I don't allege. It's true. Don't tell me I'm alleging it. Get the book.
It's an allegation because you're on the air with us.
Rude Rux.
Okay.
Rude Rux still didn't answer the question. Roger Corman was a member of the OSS, the predecessor to the CIA. And when you guys get on the phone and you quiz me, you're wrong.
Dave,
I'm wrong because you have done no research.
Congratulations, you're right, and you're off the phone now.
That's why we're asking you questions.
Goodbye. 800-259-9231. You can be right, and you can be off the phones. How about that? I just wanted to know. He alleged that the CIA was behind alien movies. Why?
I don't know why the CIA would keep that information from us. I suppose to keep panic from ensuing. I would. If aliens decided to colonize the world, yeah, we'd be in big trouble. But I don't see what difference it makes whether the CIA tells us or not.
Yeah, it was very confusing. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Talk guns coming up.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.